My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, folks, I hope you're having a wonderful Friday, and thanks for joining me today. What we're going to talk about is all the pressure that President Trump is giving Federal Chairman Powell. Are they going to crack? And so what we're going to talk about today is just we're going to look at what the Federal Reserve monitors, and that's inflation, jobs reports, and things like that, even GDP. And we're going to analyze each one of these components to figure out where the Federal Reserve stands, because I want you guys to get both sides of the coin, where the Federal Reserve stands and the whys behind where they're saying, oh, we'll probably just continue on with our pause. And then on the other side of the coin, I can get where President Trump is saying, okay, interest rates are too high. So not only is it affecting the consumer, it's also affecting our national debt, because this is how we finance the overspending of our government, is with the issuing of debt from the country, and then that interest is paid by, you know, the rate set by the federal. It's a whole mess. So if you drive down the interest rates, it's going to help all of us, basically. But what their concern is inflation. So we're going to take a deep dive in all this data. Then we're going to look at the economic calendar for next week. It's a load of data coming up until the Federal Reserve's meeting. We have consumer confidence. We have the JOLT index. So if you remember, follow that is job openings and labor transfers. How's is that equilibrium there? We're going to get GDP, ADP payroll numbers, and then the Federal Reserve's announcement. But before we get there, let's try to figure out what they're going to do with the rates they control and how's that going to affect those things over through there. So let's get over to it, folks. My name is Dan Frio. Obviously, because you're joining me today, you know who I am. If you're out there and looking to help for some assistance looking to buy or refinance, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so you understand what I do and how I do things. We're also going to give a surprise little task at the end of this video. I'm going to show you, if you ever watch me on Stock Talk Tuesday, I'm doing this to help people understand just basic investments. We're going to go over our returns so far this year. We're halfway through the year, and I'm going to go through some of the returns that we're showing there if you want to pay attention to that at the end. But you're here for these things, so let's get over to it. So the Federal Reserve, they're going to meet in 4 days, 22 hours, 57 or whatever that is, 22 hours, 57 minutes, and 34 seconds. What are they going to do? Well, if you scroll down through here, we basically, you can go through probabilities, the aggregates, whatever. Let's go to aggregates. There's a 97% chance they're not going to do anything, folks, and it's right through here. The reason being is we look at this chart here, and you're going to get some dates across the board here, and then you're going to get the federal funds rates listed above here. Okay, the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5, right through there. Okay, this means a 97% chance that it's going to stay there. Okay, so let me prove to you what it is and what they're looking at. We look at the federal funds, and this is basically the economy at a glance, and this is what the Federal Reserve monitors. So they control this piece of the equation right through here, okay, the federal funds rate. And they look at this data through here. And this is what we're going to break down today, because I want you to know and see the patterns that we're seeing in the PCE, the inflation number that they focus in on. The unemployment rate is the unemployment rate they focus in on, and GDP. We'll take a glimpse of where that's coming in here in the next components. So let's see what we got, who we got joining us today. First, hey, if you guys are joining me, please, like I always ask, if you can give me, please, I'm going to beg you this time, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me and see me, okay? That's all. I'm not going to call you out or anything. Okay, so let's get back to it. So now here's what we're looking at. There's now a dilemma with President Trump. Is he going to fire Powell? Is he going to, you know, overstep his bounds? I think this is just how he operates. And we, you know, a lot of people hate it. I get it. And a lot of people love it. I get it. I'm kind of in the middle. So this is his tactics on doing things. So he's putting pressure on the Fed. I get it, to make them kind of in the limelight of everything. But I don't know if it's a good.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Tactic to do. I think the Federal Reserve should be kind of independent to a point, but they also control our monetary policy and everything else, so they should at least have some checks and balances. I'll put it that way. President Trump doesn't technically have the ability to fire Powell. He can say, well, he didn't do his job because, you know, he doesn't know how to rebuild the building and all that stuff. And that's a pretty shitty way to go about it. I don't think he's going to go down that route. So that's what we're seeing so far. So let's get to the rest of this. Trump's putting a lot of pressure on him. But is it well deserved? Let's get it. I'll explain to you kind of what they're looking at. Okay, so here's what the stock market's doing today. So the market's taking off right through here. What's controlling everything right now? S&P rises, heading into a winning streak, strong earnings, and we're going to focus in on that as well, and trade deal optimisms. Because the markets are basically hesitant up to this point, even corporations from hiring, spending money. They don't know what the tariffs are going to do. They don't know what inflation's going to do. They don't know a lot of things until all this kind of gets put together. Once it gets put together, I think the country and a lot of economists are going to find out that the numbers are actually going to look pretty good or much better than they anticipated. This is my perspective. It's not a political thing or anything. Basically, I'm just giving you my feedback. I've done this for 36 years. Doesn't mean I'm an expert at it, but I'm just giving you my content, my feedback, and using my expertise on, you know, living through these in the past. So let's get over to what we're focusing in on right through here. Here's what the bond market's doing today. So today alone, we got the Dow Jones and the equity markets across the board, they're up. The VIX is down to 15. Okay, so what this tells you is when you're down this low, the markets basically are comfortable with data coming in right now. When you see this going up above the teens, when you get in the 20s, there's concerns. And the markets are going to be hugely volatile. When it gets to the 30s, we had the carry trade that happened, I think about 6-8 months ago, when the market dropped like 15 or 2,000 points in a day. This is when this VIX hit 32. Okay, so at 15 points, 13 to 15 points, the market's just sitting there kind of chilling into the weekend. Not very common when you have wars going on, all this political unrest, what's going on with the tariffs and everything else. So for the VIX to be at 15, that's an accomplishment in itself. Okay, so let's get over to what the Federal Reserve is going to look at. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at, and I'll give their perspective on this. Okay, so when they're looking at the data, they're looking at this, and they're saying, okay, we control this rate here, and that's what we control. Okay, so how this is normally factored in, it's about the equivalent to where inflation is. Okay, that's the normal trend with this, and it might even be a little bit below that we have during some pandemic years and so forth. So if you have inflation that the Federal Reserve measures at 2.3, and this is their numbers, not mine, so this is their numbers, you're going to say, okay, well, there's 200% adjustment in there. Well, that's exactly right. That's what the president is trying to say. He's trying to say, well, based on your data, you have rates basically 2% too high. So when he comes out and says you need to cut it 300 base points, that's a bunch of bullshit. But, you know, I'm saying, you know, they have an easy 100% basis point or 100 point or 1% adjustment to make in this federal funds rate, and it won't do anything really into the numbers, because they're not going to be, even if tariffs start to hit and they go up, and a lot of economists were expecting to go up to about 0.3 would be the adjustment, 0.3. So if you add 0.3 to the 2.3 here now, you're going to get 2.6. Well, we were at 2.6 not too long ago. And if this is a one-time occurrence, like a lot of people might think, well, then this might not be a bad thing. So you can really suck out 100 basis points out of the federal funds rate based on this rate alone. So you go back to the rates here. I'm sorry, go back to here. This is what they control. Okay? So now, here's what they look at. Now, let's start looking at each one of these components. We're going to look at PCE. This is the inflation number that they focus in on. So if we go over to here, Now let's go back to it one second. I know what I was my agenda was. Sorry, got on a tangent there for a second. Okay, so here's where the federal government is coming in saying you're holding the rates up too high, and this is causing all the rates to be too high. Okay, so let's get over to what a yield curve should look like. Okay, this is what our current yield curve looks like. Okay, it kind of doesn't make much sense because right through here, you have short-term interest rates at about 4.25%. Why? Well, that's what the Federal Reserve sets their rate at, so then the banks will follow suit. Okay, so then you have that, and then you have where over here you go to a three-year rate, and it's point something or something. It's way down there. The rates, how they should go, should look like this. So the longer you hold up your money in an investment, the more reward you want as a consumer or an investor. So if you want to invest money short term, you get really short term money. It should be, you know, maybe a quarter, half a percent or something like that, because the bank knows you're just kind of putting it in and taking it out and so forth. As you tie up your money longer term, you go out and over time, even look at CD rates. They should go, if you go to a 10-year CD or longer, you're wanting, I want a much higher yield than I do if I do it short term. Otherwise, I'll just keep refinancing short term, short term, short term if the terms look like this. And I get it where people are saying, well, I'm just keep putting my money into a CD because these rates are fantastic. Well, soon, folks, here's what's going to happen within the next couple of years. When you go to roll those CDs over, this is the rates you're going to roll over to. So if the markets are in normal category, in territories that we see there. So that's basically the argument from the government's point of view. Now let's get over to the Federal Reserve's point of view, and here's what they look at. PCE, that's what we're going to focus in on next. So here's the PCE numbers that the Federal Reserve looks at. Does this look like it is way out of control at this time? Well, over here it was. If you go back to June of 2022, and this is also when people said this is when housing prices peaked and they crumbled from there. That's a whole nother argument. But if you go through here, you're going to see the PCE, the inflation rate, was 7.25. We're down now to 2.25. So a major drop. Where have we been that before? Well, if you go through here, we've been in that category, you know, in the previous times. We're not much higher than where we were in history. Look at this. In 2018, this rate, the PCE, was 2.339, basically where it is today. And everybody's freaking out. Look at 2, 2, 2. So if you go to 2018, you know, that most of that year, we were equivalent to basically the PCE that we have today. So inflation isn't out of control, but the whole agenda here is, what are tariffs going to bring? Okay, so now we go to the next thing, the jobs numbers. Now we'll go back to what the Federal Reserve monitors, and they want to look at the unemployment rate. So let's go through here. Now this data is the most recent data I can find, folks, and it brings us up to July. Well, it brings us up basically to last month. And this is as far back as I go. If you don't believe me, I can go through here and keep doing this, but that would be false advertising. I'm going to try to go back as far as I can. I want to get kind of pre-pandemic numbers, and I just can't get there. Okay, but here's where the jobs report numbers are right now. Okay, over the last, basically since we came out of the pandemic. So if you look at these numbers, I mean, they're basically on point. So if you go to the federal, and then, well, let's look at the GDP. Here's where GDP is, and it's kind of bouncing all over. It depends on the economy right now, and in the past few years has been crazy. So if you look at the GDP, it's still right now running at about, at the end of 2024, where this is the, again, another one of the ones I can only get this most recent update, and this is World Banks. Is we're still running at a 2.8 GDP, and I think the next quarterly GDP is coming out soon from the Atlanta Fed, and it's showing like a 2.1 or 2.4 as well. So if you go back and look at what the Federal Reserve's looking at, they're looking at this, and they're saying, okay, PCE is kind of down in point, you know, far cry from where we were. We did that without crashing the markets, and we did that without really crashing the unemployment rate because it's at basically historic lows. And then we have GDP, even though we had a blip right through here, the GDP is still running, once you throw out Q1, still running annually. It should come in at 2.1 to 2.4. So if you look at this on the Fed's rate, they're like, okay, the economy's pretty strong. But then that also heeds to come back saying, well, if we don't, if we think inflation's right here and okay, and we really know most of the tariff data that we're getting at this point, that might increase inflation maybe 0.1 to 0.3, and that's what a lot of economists are saying right now based on what we currently have, then that would basically just put us kind of in line of where we've been over the last year, two, or three. So then you say, well, Mr. Fed, then you, if you're saying that this maybe go up to 2.6, 2.7, you're still 150 basis points overpriced on your yields. So start dropping rates. So that's why I'm at the point now, I'm like looking, waving on both sides, but now I'm saying, okay, and everybody's going to say, okay, you're a Trumper, but I'm not going that route. I'm saying based on the Fed's data and based on all the other data we have, I don't care what political position you're in, everything seems to get political these days, but we should cut rates 100 to 150 basis points. That's my basically my my argument my, or my debate for that. And I think as we're starting to see more and more tariffs coming in as well, you're going to see market stabilization. And I think, and this is my perspective, I think everybody's going to be surprised when all this settles that our country is going to drive in a lot of revenue, a lot of revenue based on these. And I know everybody's going to say that's inflationary, and yes, but you could be, you know, the nice thing about this country, we have a lot of options and we can pick and choose what we want to buy, where we want to buy it, what prices we want to pay. So a lot of the pieces, a lot of the things that we have, we might have alternatives to many of the products that we have. So that is that's basically what my thoughts are on a lot of these things. And then you start going over to corporate earnings. And now, guys, if you have any, if anybody has any comments, I'd love to fill in any points or any debates if you guys have it. And I truly would love your feedback on these. But let's look at some of the earnings reports that we have this week. And my apologies, you can't. I don't know if I can move my head. Let's see if I can move my head. No, I can't do that. So what I want to show you is these are earnings reports that came out this week, and there was massive amounts of earnings report. But I want you to see, and it'll be right behind my head in a second. These are corporate earnings reports, and what I want you to see is the greens here. These mean they exceeded their earnings per share, and if you see a red, that means they did not exceed, and if you just see it's grayed out, that means basically their earnings were flat. So if you go through these earnings reports, you can see right through there, we got, well, Coke, they exceeded by 4%. LMT, I'm not sure who that is, but they exceeded by 11%. The other ones, and I won't go through each one of them with you, but I want you to just see, and I'm not cherry picking these folks. I'm just went to this website, and these are earnings. And so here's my not cherry picking. We have SHW, no clue who it is, and it's down 10%. So not all of them are green, but a huge piece of them is green. We'll go even to the next date, just so you don't think I'm just cherry picking data. There's the next date. You might see one red in there out of so much, but not a lot there. So that's saying corporate, even with the tariffs that we're getting right now, corporate earnings are still hitting their mark, and thus you continue to have mortgage rates hopefully starting to stabilize. But that's why you're starting to also see the markets right now doing what they're doing. And then another piece of the equation that I follow, and this is kind of a speculative play, but as you guys know, I'm into Bitcoin, and I'm not telling you to buy, I'm not telling you what to do with it, but When you start seeing things like this, this also tells you a little bit about what's going on in the market. So, you know, I'm not sure what happened today with Bitcoin, but a lot of times you could see where inflation numbers came out, other pieces of economic data came out, and there's wild swings with this. I just brought it up just to show you there's wild swings in all this. And then, you know, next week with our economic calendar, here's what we're going to go through, and I'll go through this each day with you guys as the days come through. We really have nothing coming in on Monday. That doesn't mean I'm not working. I will be working because I'm also a loan officer, folks. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. But consumer confidence is coming out on Tuesday. We also have the JOLTS numbers. What JOLTS is job openings and labor transfers. So it's basically, you know, how many employers are looking to, you know, fill positions, and how many people are moving over and so forth. So it's giving us, you know, when people are getting let go, are they getting picked up, I guess is a good way to put that. Then we got ADP payroll coming in on Wednesday. We're going to skip right past that because, well, I'll give you the numbers, but I'm putting no weight on it. And I hope the markets get to the point that they put no weight in it as well, because they're all over the map. Then we have GDP, and then we have the Federal Reserve coming out and telling us that they're not going to cut rates, is what's expected right through here. So am I expecting that's what they do? I am. If the Federal Reserve comes out and they come in and say we're going to cut rates, the first thing, here's the dilemma they have. Then everybody's going to say, well, you were pressured by Trump. So I don't think they're going to cut rates just to say, man, you can't. You made me look bad the other day, but you can't really bury me. So let me get through one more pause just to make me look good, and if you simmer down, and then from there on, I'll start to cut. That's what I'm expecting, and that's what I've seen over history. A lot of negotiations being played. Now, you guys might think I'm full of crap. Only time's going to tell, folks. But I did do a video yesterday, and I hope you pay attention to it. If you missed it, go back to my channel. I'm going to start grading myself. And you have my apologies on this. I don't want to seem like I'm pro. I want everybody to buy a house. I don't. Do I think everybody should buy a house? No. A lot of people shouldn't be driving. Okay. But what I want to understand is, if you want to buy a house, don't be swayed on people out there saying, okay, you can get rich on real estate. I can show you how you can lose your ass in real estate, okay? But then you have the other one saying the market's going to crash and it's going to be the worst market since 2008. We've never had a market up to 2008, prior to 2008. We're probably never going to have one like that ever again, as long as the banking systems are on point, okay? So that I just want to make it known that I'm not pro. I'm basically saying, if you're out there and you need help, I'm in the real estate environment. So reach out to us if you're looking to buy a home or refinance. I'd love to navigate you through that. I don't hold a license in stocks and investing and things like that. So what I decided to do is, a friend of mine said, Dan, you know a lot about this and you talk about it briefly. Why don't you help kids, I guess is the best way to put it, understand how the markets work. And so that's why I started to do, and I was lax at it for a while, but I'm pretty diligent about it lately, is I come in and I do Stock Talk Tuesdays every Tuesday. And I just go over my thinking. If I'm an investor, and I've done this for a long time. I started buying penny stocks when I was 17 years old because I was cutting grass, and I don't know how I did it, but people let me do that. I wanted you to understand how the markets work. My father, he was a steel worker in the steel mills. My mom was a homemaker. I grew up in a small town in West Virginia. And I was like, I got to understand this because people are getting rich doing this stuff. So how does it work? And I spent 30 years really diving into this. And it was my real passion. I got doing mortgages, love it. But my real passion is here. And I just want to share my knowledge, I guess, is the best way to put it, with you guys. I'm not an investor that you need to follow. I don't trade on what I'm telling you. I'm just trying to help you explain how real estate works and also how the stocks work. If you go over to our portfolio we created, this is what we created over the last, we started, I think, last September. And here's some stocks we did. And next Tuesday, what I'll do is I'll run down through these with you guys. And, we bought them, and I'll explain to you the reasons why. And here's our returns. This one is up, total return, 7%. This one's 2%. This one's not doing much anything. This one's up 40%. Pretty good. Another 25%, 35%, 160%. What are these? How do you invest in them? How do you figure it out? That's another show that I talk to people about. But my main thing is, I do mortgages. So if you're out there and you're looking to buy or refinance a house, I'd love to be able to help you out. Put my experience and knowledge to work for you guys. We have a slogan here, and it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. I'm going to stop saying the word shop because I don't think that's a good term. I'm going to compare. Okay, so here's what we do. You're going to put your application in up through one of these things up through our website. What we're going to do is we're going to get your loan approved, okay, through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or however we need to get it approved. And then once we go out there, now we're going to start to navigate. What are you looking for when you're looking for a mortgage? You've always been taught you need 3, 4, 5 different quotes. Okay, well, yeah, but it can get really confusing. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can really get hosed. So what we say is, let us work with you. Because what we're going to do is we're going to get you approved. And then we're going to use our system to compare our bank and 33 other banks. Whoever's got the best rate wins. That's how it works. I'm able to facilitate, if you're going getting a mortgage through my bank or any of those other lenders, you work with me during this whole process. So it's like you working directly with that bank, but no, you're going to work with us during the application stage, all the way up to keys in your pocket or that refinance where you may be paying off some bills or skipping one or two mortgage payments. So that's what I do for a living, folks, but I'd love to also for you to join me each Tuesday to understand how stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and all that other stuff works. If you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer those. I got to put my cheaters on, and I'm an old fella. I turned 60 2 weeks ago, folks. I hope you knew that. I thought somebody would buy me a coffee down below. Down in the description below, it says, buy Dan a coffee. Maybe buy me a coffee. I'm just saying. I drink like 3 or 4 cups a day. My wife keeps yelling at me. Okay, so let's see what we got here. I don't have a moderator, so please, guys, be nice. All right, who do we got here? We got 1203 Daydreamer. He's the first. They're the first one there. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Powell doesn't cut rates by himself. It's the committee. Trump is full of it. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'd have to agree with you on that one. But he gets, it's like somebody getting, you know, a team, their quarterback not doing well or they're not doing the right thing. Who's on the hot seat? Well, it's the coach, or then you can go all the way up to the team owner. So that's kind of why the Powell gets addressed on a lot of that. What do we got here? Hear you good. We got somebody else think, oh, I promise you guys I wouldn't put these in there. Thank you, Cap. Thank you. Home prices need to fall. Rates are fine. Scooby and you know, okay. Home prices need to fall. Okay. I'd love to have that debate. Why do they have to fall? That's my biggest thing, I guess. I don't know what that is. Chicago. There's a lot. If you guys are putting up just stuff on here, please don't. We got somebody there. Thank you, Nightbot. Happy birthday. Somebody did something with a Nightbot thing or something like that. I don't know what that is. So it doesn't look like there's much questions, just a lot of chatter out there. So, folks, I greatly appreciate you guys joining me each day and each week. And we do have a couple different programs that I do want to show you guys that we just came out with. A lot of people, what happened, a lot of people are getting stuck with their on their home loans. And here's what's happening. People are putting their houses up for sale, and they're not selling. And well, they're not selling for what the people want. So what a lot of people are doing, they're pulling their house off the market. I know personally 3 or 4 people doing the exact same thing because they're like, well, you know, if I can get 50 grand more for it, I'll sell it. If not, I'm just going to rent it in cash flow. And you can if you got 2%, 3%, 4% interest rates. But let's say you're in your house, you don't want to sell it. And you're like, okay, I got a 3% interest rate, but I got about $70,000 in other bills. And I got plenty of equity in my house. I got $70,000 or more in other debt. I'd really love to consolidate and not pay a 20.67% interest rate on my credit card. What do I do? Well, we actually heeded your request for that. So we actually created a couple different systems, and I have one coming out this weekend. But we did launch this one just the other day. But check out, I have a video coming out this weekend going over, there's 6 home equity loan programs we have, from first home home equity positions. Then those are hard to get, folks. It's a first lien position, home equity loan. It's a strategy also on how you can pay off your house in like 5 to 7 years. Interesting. So call us on that one. And there's several others. There's also, you can get them on investment properties and renovation loans. So interesting there. But the one that we just recently came out with is right through here. It is the 5-day HELOC. So check it out. You basically do everything right online. You don't even talk with us. You fill out an application down through here below. It'll get automated, so it's 100% automated. So what'll happen is you put in your information. There's no prepayments. You know, I have to go through all this mumbo jumbo. There's no tax deductions. Please check with your tax advisor. Funds, you can do this within, they're funding within 5 business days. 5 business days. So if you need some money, check out the rates and what you can do. You actually customize this on your own. You go in and you put in, you know, the loan amount you want. what that loan to value looks like. You're going to pick your fees. You're going to pick your rate. You're going to pick your term. It's going to do everything. And it's also a soft pull. So if you get denied, it's no hit on your credit. If you get approved, God bless you. And also, it's going to avoid getting those trigger leads kicked out there where you're going to get – here's what happens, folks, is when somebody pulls your credit for a mortgage or a car loan, what happens is the credit agencies has the ability to kick out your data and sell it. Here, let me pull up what it looks like. So what it does is it's called trigger leads. So if you want to stop that from happening, go to this thing. And I have the description down below. Now, I'm not an affiliate. I'm not selling this stuff. This is basically to stop that from happening. So what happens is, like, if I pull your credit for you're applying for a mortgage or Rocket Mortgage or whomever pulls your mortgage, your data then is sold by these agencies out to whoever basically wants to buy the stuff. If you want to stop that from happening, just go here. It's optoutprescreen.com. You scroll down to the bottom and you just fill it out. And I didn't create this thing. It's a system that they put into place. I think they were mandated by the government to do that because it's a sticky situation with a lot of people. So anything else? Let's see if we got any other questions. There was a lot of gibberish down there, so my apologies, folks. I want to refinance. I'm at 7.1. Would I wait until the Fed decide? Here's what we can do. They're meeting in a couple days or in September. Even if they cut rates, it doesn't really mean anything to mortgage rates, okay? Mortgage rates might eventually follow. Mortgage rates are computed on a mortgage bond. So let's get over to it. And I know you understand it because you probably follow me each day. But here's the mortgage bond that trades, okay? So what happened was a lot of people did exactly what you said last year. So September of last year, rates, it's September 14th, mortgage rates were at 6.2%. September 15th, when the Federal Reserve cut rates by 0.5%, 50 basis points, the most they've done in decades, mortgage rates spiked. Within, I think it was 4 business days, they went from 6.25 to 7.25 in a matter of days. So it doesn't necessarily correlate. So I would say scrap the Fed meetings. Just pay attention to what you can get, and you can. There's a few different ways you can monitor this. We can actually take control of it for you. So right through here, here's what I'd suggest you do. Go to the refinance tab right up here. All right, if you're a homeowner, click it, and just put in your mortgage information. You can watch this video. What we're going to do is this actually goes into an Excel spreadsheet that me and Alan monitor on a daily basis. And it's going down through here. Basically, you're saying in your case, you know, I got a mortgage at 7.1%. You're going to tell us your address and your loan amount. The address is going to give us the value of your home. We're not going to stalk you. I'm not going to send you any mail. And we don't sell your data. That's the one thing I can promise you. It just goes into an Excel spreadsheet. And then we monitor it for you. So in your case, maybe you look at when it's 6.5. That might be a good number to monitor, watch for. So go in there and put in your information and say, Dan, or, you know, just, you know, what I want is when it hits 6.5, let me know. And I want to see what the numbers look like, and I'll look into refinancing at that time. So right now, here's where numbers look like. So when you see this get to 6.5%, I'll probably be giving you a phone call. But you could set that system up by just going right in our system right through here. So let's see if there's, I'm scared. Honey Buns, you're back. Thanks for joining me today. And you're scared. I love when you come on here. Who else do we got? Okay. So that is what we have for today, folks. So I will not be doing the closing bell. Let's just comprise and see what happened in today's market. So let's get over to it. Let's go down to, we have the Dow Jones here. Let's recap it from the top, folks. So we got the Dow Jones in the indices across the board. They ended up this week on a winning streak. It looks like across the board. And then the S&P just hits another record high. If you guys are missing this or don't understand what's going on behind the scenes, follow me on Stock Talk Tuesday. The VIX is down another 1.75% to 15. This means the market is just chilling right now. It's really calmed down. It's not worried about anything happening over the weekend that should really sway the markets one way or another. If we go to the bond markets, that is also up 5 basis points. The nice thing about this is if you look down through here, here's the day's range that we saw. I'm surprised not a lot of lenders didn't come in and reprice today. But if you saw the earlier in the day, we were at a 99.20 handle down through here. You could see that at the low. Now we're at a 99.36. That is a 16 basis point move, not a 5 basis point move from the bottom, but it's a 5 basis point move for the day, but a nice little rally throughout the end of the day that we saw through there. And there was really no economic news, but there is a boatload of news coming out next week that the Federal Reserve is going to monitor and tell us. And then finally on that day, they're going to come out and tell us probably that they're not going to be cutting rates. And that's what my expectations are. But I think the bond markets are going to start settling down a little bit. So be prepared for mortgage rates to come down pretty nicely in the next couple weeks, unless there's just some tariff deals that don't get worked out, or there's some news we don't know that might really interrupt the economy. So thanks for watching, folks. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe out there. God bless you. It's 85 with a heat wave here, but it's supposed to rain all weekend here in Chicago. So I hope you enjoy your weather. Enjoy your family. Give everybody a hug and a kiss, because you don't know if you're going to be here every day. God doesn't tell us we're going to be here every day. So enjoy every day that you're here, folks. So love being here and helping you at least understand the markets and how they work. So thanks again for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend.